Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name's Eddie Orchard, and today we're looking at growth stocks with structural tailwinds. They've had a massive 2020. Will they continue moving forward? To help me do that, I'm joined by Joe Mager from Lakehouse Capital and Bob Desmond from Evans & Partners. Bob, I'll start with you. Visa, they took a pretty big hit to profits during the pandemic, but they've bounced back straight away. Buy, hold, or sell?
Buy for me. I think a lot of structural tailwinds just accelerated here. You got digital. We got cash to card, been there for a long time. I think one of the things that's really interesting about Visa is their partnership with wallet companies. So they've got probably 70,000 locations now. Those are up 16% this year. Partnering with wallets, there's an opportunity there to double that. They've got 3.5 billion credentials in place and got potential to get that up another 65%. Very high margin business. Cross-border business will come back. That was down 40% this year. That'll come back. Big buyer on Visa.
Joe, it looks like the pandemic has brought forward this move to a cashless society. Visa's surely going to benefit from that. Buy, hold, or sell?
Oh, it's a buy. Yeah, I agree with everything Bob said. I'd add, I don't think most people realize, but 85% of the world's transactions are still done with cash. So there's still a long runway. Visa has much more wallet share online than offline. And, you know, the pull forward with that has been helping. Tap and go has expanded rapidly in the States as a result of what's happened with COVID. So, you know, still a lot to love with this thesis.
One of the biggest structural trends at the moment is this move to the cloud. The two arguably dominant players in the market, Microsoft and Amazon. Microsoft is growing twice as fast as Amazon at the moment. Is that good things? Buy, hold, or sell?
I think it's a hold for me. I think Microsoft is extremely well run. I think Teams and the explosion around that with COVID has been a big win for them. It's really solidified the position of 365. You know, that said, I don't think the valuation's been attractive as it has been in the past.
Bob, Microsoft appear to be leading the transformation to the cloud. Satya Nadella said Azure is going to be the world's computer. Buy, hold, or sell?
That's a buy for us, Eddie. I think really well positioned with enterprise customers, so sticky with the office and server businesses, but then they've got the structural growth with Azure. I think, you know, Nadella's on record of saying 5% of spend of GDP is IT. That's probably going to 10%. Cloud's only 20% outsourced, probably going to 80%. I think long term, Microsoft's going to get a higher valuation. It's not the business it was 5 to 10 years ago. We're a buyer on that.
Given the pandemic, everybody seems to be getting stuff delivered to their home, nothing more than food. HelloFresh has been a big, big benefit of that. Buy, hold, or sell?
I'm probably a hold on this one, I think, Eddie. Use their product, like it, very good. I think there's still got to be proven out. The network effects, potentially, if they can get good cost per drop. I just think there could be a lot of competition there. So I think it's still got to be proven out, and I'm probably a hold on this one.
Joe, HelloFresh is one of the few companies in the world that actually thinks inside the box. They're up 200% over the last year. Buy, hold, or sell?
This is a sell for me. So COVID's been a big win for them in terms of pulling demand forward. That said, the business just has poor unit economics. They have 1 year net revenue retention rates of 42%. It's really hard to build a business around that. That's why they're so, you know, I think everyone here has probably had some HelloFresh, free offer pushed in their face more than once. I think it's just really hard to build a long-term viable business around, you know, having such low customer retention.
So what's the structural trend then that you love right now, and what's your preferred exposure to that?
Sure. Electronic trading for fixed income. It's not something that gets a lot of attention. People talk about stocks, not bonds. But market access is completely dominating that niche in the States. The way bond trading historically has been done, and there are lots of books about this from the 80s about Wall Street, you do it over the phone, you talk to an investment banker, there's no liquidity, you know, there's no visibility in price, spreads are wide. No one likes that. And so buyers of bonds you know, just like everyone else, including in equities today, they want, they want to pay lower brokerage, they want better liquidity, and investors expect better execution across the board. MarketAxess provides that. It's a founder-led business. They pioneered the space, dominating and wildly profitable.
Bob, what's the structure trend that you're loving right now, and what's the preferred stock to get that exposure?
It's an interesting one, old world one. Nesting at home, we've all been spending a lot of money on our houses at the moment. We own Lowe's, second biggest home improvement retailer in the States, 35% comp in the last result. I think we've probably moved to a new spend on house. We're going to be at home a lot more. This is 11% margin business. The main competitor, Home Depot, is a 14% margin business. It's never cut its dividends since it listed. It's been run pretty badly. They've got a new management team there nearly 2 years in, and we think they've got a long runway of getting that from being a really good business to being great business. So Lowe's is our preferred stock.
Nobody likes change, but with structural tailwinds like this, it's time to get on board.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.